This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And we are back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com, and I've got a couple of new sponsors. I just want to play their spot, just to give them a little love because they're new, not in the rotation yet. So first up is Elevate.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Go to ElevateBill.com. That's the easiest way to spell it, because if I go L-AV8, well, nobody's going to find it. Check them out, ElevateBill.com. Hey, I know it's Tuesday, but, you know, to me it's Monday. Because to me it's Monday, even though it's actually Tuesday. We're going to start out with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
Yes.
I am so pumped to be with you. Can I dive right in?
Absolutely, you can.
Okay.
Go off the deep end. Go off the high dive.
Well, you inspired me last week. And the ninjas do it every time.
Yeah.
Do guns make us safer, or do they put us at risk? Your program takes a very honest look, because you will say, wow, here's where we fell down. Here's where we stood up and did a great job. I don't see any sugarcoating. You admit, when you see mistakes, you've admitted them in yourself. The reason I really appreciate that is I'm reading the news, and it's as if they've never heard of honest gun owners. Let me give you a few examples before we take a deep dive.
Sure.
A New York Democrat. Did I repeat myself? Was that redundant? A New York Congresswoman resurrected some legislation to expand background checks and then force gun owners to carry liability insurance. She's claiming you and I are a threat to public safety. Well, if she's right, you know, gosh, we should pay, not for carrying in public, but for the mere ownership. She's wrong. We are a source of public safety, and the state should pay us.
Well, you know, now, what's really interesting about that, huh?
Go, jump in.
This is coming out of New York.
Right.
So New York went after, they called CarryGuard murder insurance.
Right.
Which is, you know, that was just legal defense. So what kind of insurance is she thinking that we should have?
Oh,
that probably wasn't specified.
The same thing as if you drove a car.
Well, does that actually exist?
No. No, and if it did, can you imagine how the New York insurance commissioner would play havoc with it? The ability to tax is the ability to destroy. But let me throw another item on the fire here.
Sure.
In Illinois, not New York, somehow it sounds similar, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
They the Illinois House passed a bill to increase the mandatory firearms owners identification card costs up tenfold because gun owners are a source of danger to the public. Now, let me remind you that 38 people were shot in Chicago over the weekend. Not one of the murderers or the attackers will have had a FOID card. This is bigotry to punish the people who didn't do it. And they get away with those lies because we haven't asked the question, do guns make us safer? Do they put your family at risk? Or are they a way you save lives? Now, think of it. You and I have known new parents who went, wow, we just have a new baby in our house. We're going to put away all the guns. And we've also met new parents who said, oh, my gosh, I have lives to protect. They can't defend themselves. I have to bring a gun into the home. Which one's right?
Well, I would think the second one would be the latter one, because that is actually, you know, of course, you know, I've had small children and I've had guns,
right,
all at the same time. My children, both boys, never picked one up and said, hey, look at this, because
well,
I taught them not to.
And where we now see the absolute differences in the details. Look, if you're a researcher in the Arctic, you're not getting a knock in the middle of the night. This is, by the way, the middle of the Arctic is way too far for polar bears, too.
Yeah.
So it depends on where you live. If you live in Baltimore and some of your in-laws are druggies, oh, wow, are there immense benefits. Look, if you're a thug and you can't admit that you have a gun and you're stuffing it under the cushions of your girlfriend's couch, that's no way store a firearm. You're bringing danger into your home by acting irresponsibly.
Right.
So there are two sides to this equation, and details really matter. Fortunately, we have about 400 years of living with firearms. You are hundreds of times more likely to protect your family than you are to injure your family by having a gun in the home.
Yeah.
Now, those are what the numbers tell us. That includes guys who are brilliant. That includes guys who are a box of rocks. Those are the facts. That's already done all the averaging. That means if you take a class when you get a gun, you are already, compared to your fellow citizens, an expert. Look, there's a lot to learn. You can turn this into a lifelong study, but it's doable. It's achievable. Does your family know what to do if someone breaks into your home? If you answer that question, sit down, have a discussion. By the way, if your kids are over 7 or 8, they're part of your security plan. Hey, kids, if you hear a really loud noise, hide under the bed. Mom and dad will come get you. Essential discussions. And it makes us so much safer. Isn't that amazing? Literally hundreds of times safer. And the mainstream media won't talk about it. Your listeners understand it.
Well, when they do talk about it, they do what they do is it's the most ridiculous thing out there. They'll say, we find that more accidents happen in homes with guns. They happen with guns than if they don't have any guns there, which is ridiculous. Of course, if there is an accident with a gun, it has to be present, right?
Exactly.
And, the way they make it sound like the accident happens because the gun is there, not because something was mishandled with the gun.
Right. And after the break, we have to come back to that, because sometimes they even count the gun that a criminal brings on your property. Excuse me, you have no control of that. Plenty to talk about.
That's a new stat for me. All right. Rob, of course, you can find Rob's written word at Slofax WordPress blog. You can find it at ClashDaily.com, where he's a featured writer, and at Ammoland.com, where he's a featured writer. And from there, it goes out, and Alan Gottlieb picks it up, and it normally goes on right to keep and bear arms and all that other good stuff. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Frank. Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Yes, indeed. The home of the binary trigger, the home of reformation, the home of providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. We're talking about a few things, about a few conceptions, misinformations, not quite all together there, informations. So where would you like to go from here, sir?
I want to clean up the topic. We always leave so many things undiscussed. When people come up with statistics that say, oh, man, your kids are at risk if you have a gun in the home. By the way, kids, by their definition, is 21 living on their own or up to 25 living at the same residence. And if you actually look at the stats, we're low double digits for people under 13, not involved with gang crime, who are actually injured with a firearm, injured during a firearm negligent discharge. Thank goodness the numbers are small. We want them to be zero. But if you say, I've really done the right things with a firearm, I've been entirely responsible. Someone said guns are bad. I'm going to put them away, take them out of the home. You're actually making your family less safe. And again, the details matter so much. Look, if you're a celebrity or a high-level politician, you have a full-time security detail, I would say you probably don't need a gun because those professionals are doing everything that you should have done. They've beefed up the physical security, probably good locks, strong deadbolts, secure glass with security films. But that's what you could do without paying hundreds of dollars a day for a professional security firm. Most of us have to be our own security. You right. are for your family, Bill. I know it.
Well, I have an adult son who lives here, too. So, I mean, you were talking about telling the kids to get under the bed. My instruction to my son is to aim in this at this angle from this height.
Right. He is a major contributor to the security plan. Right?
Yeah.
But, again, when people say, should I have a gun? You have to say, yeah, but it's part of a plan. A gun isn't a magic talisman. It's not this magic lump that wards off evil. So fix your doors. Fix your windows. Make sure they're closed at night. Make sure they're locked. And then figure out what to do to keep your family safe until the police arrive. Do you have a charged cell phone near the bed? Things go bump in the night. Did you study self-defense enough to know that, oh, I'm just going out for some milk. Hey, newsflash, you walking across the dark parking lot at night is one of the most dangerous environments you'll walk through. So go armed, park under the light, look around as you get out. If there are people there, find another parking place. Simple, simple things that make you so much safer. And that's how you take advantage of being an armed American. It really requires training and practice. It requires attention. And the firearm is only part of a plan. By the way, refusing to park your car next to a bunch of teenagers in a dark parking lot, you can achieve that even if you don't have a gun. So bring smart on board. The gun is part of it. Now, then you have to learn when and where to use a firearm. By the way, nothing anybody says to you, hey, dude, you and your wife and your dog are all ugly. Nothing they say, nothing they threaten justifies the use of lethal force. Words don't require lethal tools. So you have to change your attitude. You have to leave your ego away because your goal is to arrive home safely. When everything else has gone badly and now you're faced an immediate lethal threat, awesome. That's when the gun is an irreplaceable tool. It also kind of means most of us had our head down in our cell phone when we should have been looking around.
Yep. Do you ever find yourself tested on that when you're, you know, the whole mental equilibrium thing? Do you ever get tested on that one?
Wow. Do I ever get upset? Yes. But I've never been tempted to use a
Well, see, I'm not talking about pulling the weapon, right?
Right.
I'm talking about forgetting that you have the weapon, because we're not supposed to, as concealed carriers, we're not supposed to get involved in anything. So,
right.
Have you ever had a flash of anger where somebody almost runs you over or something where you sort of snap for a second? You're like, hey, watch where you're going, punk. Because, I mean, nowadays, anything can be taken out of context and it can turn into a situation. That ever happened to you?
No. I've been startled, and then I go, oh, man, just let it go. Put your hands up. I'm sorry. Was I right or wrong? Doesn't matter. The
yeah.
goal is to get the crazy person away from me. What does that? Hands up. Oh, sorry, dude. Didn't see you. Even if I did and he just drove into a blind spot and I have to slam on the brakes to keep from having an accident, I don't want to be involved. That's my reward is to get away from the nut.
I have.
How about you?
I have.
What's your situation?
Well, I was coming down a one-way area. It was in a Starbucks. It was where my son works. And you can only go one way into this parking lot. And somebody came the opposite way. And as he drove by me, he was laughing. Because I was sort of sending him some sign language. So when he got out of his car, he decided to come into Starbucks. And I was going into Starbucks. So I started yelling at him as he was coming across the parking lot. And I don't know. I think I went sort of. I know I sounded a little satanic. He went and hid in the Starbucks, literally, as long as I was in the building getting my coffee. So I guess in a way, I still sort of stayed out of it, but I lost it. But let's hold on right here. You can find Rob if you're looking for podcasts. He does self-defense gun stories, and he's in the Polite Society podcast. That's available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, iHeartRadio. Did I say iHeartRadio? Well, I like it twice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Congressman from Kentucky Thomas Massie objected to a disaster aid bill in the House, forcing the bill to be delayed until the full House is in session for a vote. The Kentucky Republican is blaming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for the delay.
Let's be clear. This is a crisis of Nancy Pelosi's own making. She wanted to send everybody home for a four-day weekend. She sent us on recess for 10 days without voting on this legislation, without calling it for a vote. She sent us home on Thursday instead of Friday.
One day, two arraignments for attorney Michael Avenatti, who is proclaiming himself to be an innocent man after being arraigned in New York federal court on charges of trying to extort sneaker giant Nike out of more than $20 million and swindling his former client Stormy Daniels out of $300,000 in book sales. Avenatti saying he's 100% not guilty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
You know, you do this enough, and you should know which switches do what. And then when you reach over and turn the wrong switch the wrong way, well, that tells you you're not quite as good as you thought you were. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse. What'd you do for Memorial Day, Rob? Did you go paddling?
Stayed around home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just caught up. I'd taken a little dive vacation earlier in the weekend and I needed a couple days to recover. By the way, a dive vacation doesn't mean an alcoholic bender. It involves scuba gear.
Oh, okay.
Let's be clear.
I would have been surprised if it had been the other one.
Right.
To be honest with you. I would have been surprised if it went the other way. So, anyway.
Did you see what happened Friday when the Trump administration appointed or nominated Chuck Canterbury to the ATF?
Right.
I thought that was just awesome.
Well,
do you know him better than I know him?
No. No, I don't.
This is so Trumpian. Remember when Trump tried to play nice with the establishment and said, hey, Prince Priebus, head of the Republican Party, apparatchiks, come on board. Help me do this right. And then people, particularly Congressman Ryan, absolutely refused. Oh, I guess the apparatchiks were upset about Trump's victory on any terms. And here we have President Trump again saying, I'm going to take someone who was the head of Fraternal Order of Police and make him the head of the ATF. Uh-oh, if he's pro-gun, and he's at least said some pro-gun things, what are the union members of the ATF, the unions behind it, going to say now? Oh, we need to oppose him? But he's a union head. Ruh-roh, that should be interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. But
Democrats are going to beat up a union head? I thought they were pro-labor.
Well, you know, let's look at that just a minute, shall we? You know, when Julian Assange was popping stuff out against Bush, right?
Right.
He was a darling, but then when he started popping stuff out about Clinton, they turned on him in a heartbeat.
Right.
When Lindsey Graham was saying we should let Mueller complete his investigation, everybody's like, well, Lindsey gets it. He's bipartisan. And Mueller was the guy. And then when Mueller came out with it, and Lindsey said, okay, now that you've had your fun, it's time for us to have a look at things. And then everything changes. So going against the leftist, it's, you know, you're in a constant state of shifting roles.
Right. I believe it's called situational ethics is the $5.
Yes. Yes.
Now, this is what gives me a little bit of hope. Canterbury was interviewed by Chris Cox, you know, NRA president, and he goes, it's a duty for us at the Fraternal Order of Police to support policies that protect our nation's law enforcement officers, but also protect the rights of law-abiding citizens. I wonder where he stands on red flag laws.
Repeat the statement for me one more time.
Okay, I will. This is Canterbury,
okay,
the head of the Fraternal Order of Police.
Right.
It's a duty for us at FOP to support policies that protect our nation's law enforcement officers. But policies must also protect the rights of law-abiding citizens.
See, it depends. It depends on if he's one of those, I support the Second Amendment, but people.
But, exactly.
That depends. Exactly. That really depends. They all get out there, all the ones that are pushing for gun control, they all get out there and say, well, you know, I think we can take away all of the magazines that hold more than 10 rounds and all of the guns that have all of these features, and that's still within keeping of the Second Amendment. They'll tell you that with a straight face.
Yes,
and they'll also say, because we're allowing you to still have some guns, which is, I love that one. We're allowing you to keep these. Are you now? Thanks so much for that, buddy. All right.
Right. We've infringed but not obliterated, and
yeah,
the Supreme Court has deliberately turned a blind eye to that infringement.
Well, we're going to see. This New York thing might change that, but we'll see about that.
Boy, we hope. Just one more thing about Canterbury before we pick up New York. He said, this is another quote, the real fringe group is the reckless politicians who interfere with law enforcement. I can't stand by while politicians grandstand over issues without understanding the real world implications. Doesn't that sound like prohibiting guns that would actually make us less safe rather than more?
Right. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, well, as you say, we'll find out in a hurry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, that has to be confirmed by the Senate.
Yeah. Well, the Senate, I think, now is where everything goes to die. Coming out of the House, I mean, the Senate doesn't do anything proactive that affects the purse. And I'm sure they, maybe they do. I don't know. No, they don't actually do that. That's not part of their thing. But
remember, elections are coming up. Here is the head of a big-time government union, Fraternal Order of Police, and the Dems are going to block this? the Republicans would be a fool not to put this up so the Democrats have to stonewall him.
Right.
We'll see which one is the stupid party.
Yeah. Well, I think the stupid party's already pretty much chosen themselves. The dumber, stupider party is the Republicans because they don't understand that all they have to do is perform in a what they think is an uncouth way.
Mm-hmm.
They need to say, well, listen, we're all originalists when it comes to the Constitution. If the Constitution says keep and bear arms, it's not about a new revision due to Heller. Heller just was a confirmation, not a discovery.
Right.
So, we can go back to the Founding Fathers, and sure, they didn't have iPhones and iPads and Postmates and all this other stuff, but they sure had a lot of foresight, didn't they? Yeah. So.
And be honest, if you don't like the Second Amendment, put up a proposal to amend it. We can ratify constitutional amendments. We've done it before. Go for it. Don't infringe it. Amend it. And now we'll see how much support you generate.
Right.
Yeah. You brought up New York, who is trying to dance around changing New York City, who's trying to dance around changing the laws that have delivered it on the doorstep of the Supreme Court. Wow. I wonder if the Supreme Court will take the bait.
I hope they do. I hope they do. Although I saw a video of them today. They're all looking really old now. They are all looking
yeah.
really old. I mean, Gorsuch is the junior guy now. So anyway.
I know.
Kavanaugh, too. He's a little bit of a baby face. But anyway, of course, you know Rob. Rob's a writer. Rob's a podcaster. And you can go to Slow Facts WordPress blog to find out where everything's going out. And you can check out Self Defense Gun Stories or the Flight Society podcast to hear what he's got going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. And before we get into this, Rob, I want your honest opinion of this, okay? We cut this the other day. I just want your opinion of this. Just listen to this.
Mm-hmm. I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
What do you think, Rob?
I like it.
You like that?
I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You know, I know you take a day off, and we all need to get retrained on our entrances. I like it. It's dramatic. I'm still not quite sure what they're selling.
They're selling infused clothing. When we were at Tactical Response,
right?
The whole reason that I was able to walk after every day, because normally, in that kind of heat, my feet roast, but I was wearing Elevate socks.
Gotcha.
And I mean, I felt fine.
Good.
I felt fine, except when I was sucking up the dust. But anyway.
Yeah, well, and now that we know that you have asthma, now that we know you had congestion issues because of your heart attack. I think you'd do a lot better next time. Let's not give up on it yet.
No, not going to. But the one thing I will say, the whole part of that is that ad right there,
mm-hmm.
you can't imagine how long it took for us to get that right.
Oh, yes, I can. Oh.
And I was working with a very, very professional sound engineer. And yeah. If I had all the outtakes, we would just play those right now and just laugh.
Well, it takes me an hour to edit a half-hour podcast.
Yeah.
More, probably. And my production standards are enormously lower than yours.
Are you talking about Polite Society or self-defense gun stories?
Self-defense gun stories.
Well, how is that structured in the way? See, for those of you who have ever listened to Polite Society podcast, that is very well put together. It is put together in such high detail. I'm sitting there. I've been on that one time, and I was completely out of my element because they were in complete and total control of everything that was going on. And is that the same template you use for self-defense gun stories?
Not at all. We have a free-form conversation for 45 minutes, and I try and pull out 20 minutes of nuggets. Give them the best. Before we leave, let's talk about that New York case that's knocking on the Supreme Court's door.
Right.
New York City said, you can't move your gun from your home in New York City to a gun range that's not in the city. You can't move it to another home you have in the city. You can't move it to another home you have out of the city. And now they're going, ooh, yeah, that may be a bit extreme. How are we going to explain this one to the Supreme Court?
Is there any other inanimate object? I know that like in a child custody hearing thing, they can tell you, well, you can't take the child beyond this distance from the other parent. And you can't move with the child beyond this distance from the parent. But with a inanimate object that is simply property, do we know of any other thing that they regulate to that degree? To where they've got it down to where you can put it and where you can have it and where you can't have it. What happens if you move out of the state?
Yeah, right. Well, then I assume you have to call them up and say, I'm leaving. And they give you a one-time permit. But short of transporting nuclear materials, no. Again, and these are people who are probably safer than the police. Wow. More law-abiding.
Yeah.
And New York went, we can play with it. Now watch. New York could completely delete that law. The Supreme Court could then say, okay, moot. And then New York could slap it right back in place and say, see you again in 7 years when it works its way back up. A right delayed is a right denied. It infuriates me. And I think the Supreme Court may take the attitude that, no, laws take so long to wind their way here. You could have fixed this at any time. We're going to take this one to its conclusion. I hope. Because if not, we will see a great number of cities and states play games with the Supreme Court.
We'll see.
Could I sit there and say, you've said abortion is legal. We'll outlaw it. And if we reach the Supreme Court, we'll turn that law off for a day. It's declared mute. And then we turn it back on.
Sure.
How long could those games go? Oh, right. Or is that different? Sounds similar to me.
What the Supreme Court needs to do, they need to take this one and they need to definitively and leave no doors open. With the Heller decision, there were all kinds of doors left open on the Heller decision.
Right.
That whole idea where they got out there and said, this does not mean that states cannot regulate, do reasonable regulations on a gun. Well, to a gun grabber, reasonable means, I don't even know what that means to them. I mean, it doesn't mean the same thing as it does to me. To me, a reasonable regulation to a gun would mean that I can't walk around and pick my teeth with the front sight in public. That's a reasonable regulation. But they took that to mean all kinds of other things. They changed the vernacular. I mean, that whole regulate thing, that's about training. You and I were regulars when we went through the tactical response training because we trained the same way. We had about the same equipment. We were regulars.
Right.
In the old vernacular.
That is what it means to be a regular.
Yeah.
We have a set of common instructions. We use predominantly common ammunition. Yes. I like it. Speaking of which, I spoke to our friends at Ace Firearms.
Yes, I know.
I'm looking at, you talked to them.
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So, yeah, I did tell them I'm terribly interested in a red dot sight, but we've got a little while. It'll be in October, I think.
Right.
Right.
So.
This weekend coming up, we only have a few minutes before we close out. I'm going to go take some training with our favorite staff physician, Dr. John Adine in Texas. So,
okay.
Yeah, some medical training while under armed threat. So, whoa, can you do Overwatch while your buddies patch holes? Interesting.
Well, I've actually trained to do that. So that is actually, that is the most heightened state you can be in, because you've got to be aware of what your aid-giving friend is doing and what they need from you. And at the same time, you've got to be scanning out there, and then you've got to be able to engage in the snap of a fingers, and you've got to be fast, hard, and ruthless, and dangerous, and lethal. And then you've got to be able to switch it back to being, you know, the caregiver.
And that is so far from what I have ever been taught as a civilian that I'm eager to learn. Yeah.
Well, quite a mode change for me. This is why in the military now everybody has a drag handle. Because you can change the dynamic by getting them undercover.
Right.
But sometimes with certain cases, with certain casualties, you have seconds to stabilize something.
When did you last take a course like that, Bill?
Oh, wow. It was when I was in the military. But, I mean, we used to do things where we figured out a way to low crawl and pull our patient with us while we low crawled. And neither one of us came off the ground.
Now, that would be invaluable.
Yeah, we gave each other IVs and all the stuff. It was fun. Yes. I did that about five or six times my last year in the military. So
I doubt we'll get that far, but I will let you know next week.
We'll find out. I'm looking forward to hearing from that. So that'll be Rob's homework. He'll be giving us a book report on what he did in that class with Dr. John Adine. Thank you for joining me this evening.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to do the recap of The Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain. But you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.